Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello and welcome to Boarding Party. It's been a little while, so hello again. We took a little time off for San Diego Comic-Con. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, a little bit, but only in the context of Game of Thrones, which myself and my wonderful guest, Corinne Wells, are going to talk about now that we've had some time to process our feelings about the ending and about the future of the show, the franchise, where we fit in the world of Game of Thrones. If we fit at all, I don't know. We're just going to talk about everything, including San Diego Comic-Con, the panel, who wasn't there, the prequels, all that good stuff. So stick around because we are going to get into it very soon. Corinne, hello and welcome.
Hello, Jackie.
We talked on a different on the Game of Thrones podcast the day after the Game of Thrones
finale.
Yeah,
and I was super late for that podcast.
Well, it did. I mean, it was truly just the exact conversation that we had while you were there was just it was like all of us being kind of unhappy.
Yeah.
It was also, no, that wasn't the day that, no. That was not the day Prince Archie was born. I'm sorry. No, just Master Archie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's not a prince.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. No. Not yet. So this is 3-4 months later, April, May, June, July, 3 months later. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you personally have perspective now? Because I feel like we all came in very hot the day after the finale and we were like, what? Come on. Like, so do you feel the same way or?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. I am still very unsatisfied with how they left it. It's like blue balls. Like, I'm just like, no.
Yeah. Did you go back? Because other seasons, I would go back and watch like episodes or scenes or whatever. Have you gone back and watched anything?
No.
Me neither.
And I feel bad because like I would have loved to like rewatch like the Battle of Winterfell because that's such a great piece of television, but it's tainted by the rest of the season.
I know. You know where I've had the same thought about the same episode where I'm like, that's the one I would go back and rewatch because there's some stuff I really love from it. But it feels very telling to me that I just haven't. That I'm like, all right, what else is there?
Yeah. I downloaded a game called Merge Dragons because there's dragons in it.
And you were like, maybe this is
maybe
it?
Maybe this will fill some void for
Did
me.
It?
No. Well, it's a great game. I'm addicted to
Merge,
it.
Merge, is it a phone game?
Yeah, it's a phone game.
Got it.
Truly just the most colorful and relaxing game ever.
Mm-hmm,
And then we were going to read that book.
Dragonflight?
Yeah, Dragonflight. Yes. And I started and I was like, I can't do this.
I can't do it.
I can't.
That I feel like that is the problem with everything. There are so many things like The Witcher, The Wheel of Time, all these things that are like, this is Amazon's next Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is, and it's like, guys, the Game of Thrones wasn't anyone's next any it just
it
happened
was, it was what it was
like nobody could have predicted I mean I guess HBO predicted
I guess so but even I don't think they did they predicted how big it was going to be.
How could you be like this is going to be
a cultural phenomenon?
Amazon
is doing like a Lord of the Rings project
that I'm hopeful, but I'm also like, I mean, it's the same thing with every reboot where it's like, was it that long ago? Like the Lord of the Rings movies are still very good.
Fresh. Yeah.
Like they hold up.
Yeah, they do. It's like we're in a fantasy like saturation. Like during like the Twilight phase, we were in like a saturation of like vampires and werewolves. Yeah. And I think this is like the fantasy time.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't need it. We had it.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
We had it.
We were disappointed by the end of it.
Well, okay. So the ending, we agree. It wasn't just like a heat of the moment, like things that I didn't want happened and so I'm angry day after. Mm-hmm. How do you feel when you look back? I haven't gone back and watched anything. But when you think about the show as a whole, not the last season and not how it ended, are you like, damn, that last season really tainted it for me? Mm-hmm. Or, like, how do you feel about the show?
I think the show is still an amazing show, especially,
Me and Jackie are just agreeing on everything.
Oh, good. Those first few seasons were just like, man, great goddamn television.
Really good.
Great storytelling and great acting. And just like you felt so invested because everyone was invested. And then with this last season, it just didn't feel like everyone was invested.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. I felt like with the last two seasons being so short and so spread out, it almost felt like we were being weaned off of Game of Thrones a little bit.
I hear, yeah.
And like, I wonder if that was like on purpose. It was like, we can't just stop abruptly.
They're like potty training. Yeah. Is that what potty training is? It's like, no,
it's like,
Like solids?
Yeah, yeah.
Like your solid food, baby.
Yeah, like we're not breastfeeding off of D&D anymore.
They sat down and were like, these people are going to die. They will perish if they don't start eating at least some applesauce. Like something other.
Exactly.
I mean.
And that applesauce, what was that applesauce? I guess power or something.
I don't know what it was. I wonder how long ago they knew.
Yeah.
They were like, this is over. It can't, though. Like, it's so all-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think they were thinking of us.
I mean, we would all like to think that, but we know they weren't.
No, they were like, I got a Star Wars to do.
Yeah.
I got to go do my Star Wars.
I got to. I need that on my resume because.
Yeah. And these kids are only getting older.
And Confederate is going to blow up.
Confederate. Okay. So my next question, because this is fresh. Mm-hmm. Like there was, I would call it like minor controversy when D&D, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, didn't pulled out of Comic-Con at the last minute. Mm-hmm. They didn't like, I don't think it's fair to say they pulled out. They were supposed to go and then they weren't. Like they were wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And then maybe a week or two beforehand definitively said, we're not going. Along with, I think, Ian Glenn, like the dude who plays Jorah.
Yeah.
Ian Glenn and someone. Anyway. And a lot of people were like, oh, it's because they know they're going to get shit from fans.
Yeah. Honestly, if I were them, I wouldn't either.
I know.
Yeah. Like it's over for them. Like, there's nothing else. They're done.
And they've been done.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people might, the actors are actors and being on stage is, like, very fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And they're like, yes, clap. Yeah. Like, please clap for me. Because no one claps on set. Yeah. But for them, it's like, we wrapped this over a year ago.
They're done talking about it. They did their little after the episode breakdowns, except for the last episode, which is the one that we needed. I think they were just like, fuck y'all. Honestly,
you're gonna be very annoying.
Which
okay, because this is where that question came from. I mean, I wanted to ask anyway, but it kind of bummed me out a little bit because I was like, oh, it sucks that like they spent, look, they were well compensated. I'm not like, oh, like they volunteered to make Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They're fine. But I was like, that sucks that like you spend over a decade of your life making something and the lasting, this thing that people agree is like one of the greatest TV shows ever made and the lasting legacy is like, you can't go to Comic-Con because you're afraid of your fans. Like, that sucks. But then I remember Confederate and I'm like, be afraid. Like, you guys might suck.
I think they do.
I know.
Like, listening to them speak, I'm just like, God.
Yeah, it's like, I'm actually, if you could turn the, like, weird, toxic, like, fan energy in the right way, I'm like, it might be at the guys who wanted to make Confederate, who were like, that's our follow-up.
Yeah.
Like,
It
really is amazing to look back and see, like, as the source material became thinner and thinner, how the show also be like looking at it as this completed thing.
Yeah.
Once you didn't have the like individually outlined scenes that you could just pull from George R. R. Martin and it became like an outline of a show.
Yeah.
How that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just felt like an outline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the moment Jon Snow died, like after that, it was just like, oh, no, we're just going to have Arya run around a little bit.
Yeah.
See what she does. A bunch of nothing.
It is kind of after that. It's like a very meta moment where like the show woke up and they were like, where'd George go?
Yes, he's exactly.
Like, he's like, nah.
George. And George is like, check out my other books.
Oh, God.
I write other things. Look.
I have a life outside of this. No, you don't.
No, you don't. George, I hope you're listening. You don't have a life outside of finishing these.
You shouldn't be allowed.
Just like I have to go to work every day, you have to write this book every day.
Every day. Although.
Until it's done.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Let's face it.
He doesn't. He doesn't. And he won't.
I wonder, I know, I always jokingly, when I talk about it, well, okay, so like the show as a whole, we can look back and say, the show is great, the ending was not great, and I think we know who's to blame. I think we've laid the blame squarely at the feet of the people who didn't show up to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We said it.
We said it. It's your fault. No, I mean, I don't know. Is it their fault?
Yes. Yes. It is their fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's just their fault.
Who else? I mean, just like we could say the state of the government is not all Donald Trump's fault, but it is.
But it is.
It is.
Yeah.
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 There are other people that suck around him.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other people that suck around D&D, but like, it's their fault.
It's their fault. Yeah. I read a review somewhere that was talking about how the only reason the final season wasn't like, or no. I think it was about in the context of like the Emmys, talking about how Emilia Clarke, it was by like sheer force of will as an actor that she found something to make sense of. How like she basically got done the dirtiest by the story, by the writers, by the producers, by everyone.
Her and Lena Headey. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, these really compelling characters. Now they're just done, either insane or like totally incompetent. Like,
and they're given just the worst deaths.
The
ever.
Worst.
Ugh.
Well, let's talk really, because
you're stirring up a lot.
I know. I'm stirring it up for myself. I felt like it was done, and but like San Diego comes up, and then the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another big thing that's on the horizon.
Yeah.
A ton of actors. I mean, I think it broke the record for most Emmy nominations.
Yep.
I mean, all award shows are, it's like, it's cumulative. They're awarding the show, not just like that season or that thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like they might deserve it all.
Yeah. I go back and forth because it's like, it's not the actor's fault. And I think everyone did what they could with the script that they were given. And that's an entire decade of their lives.
Their lives.
Like, they could barely do anything else. Like,
no.
If any of them did do something else, like, no one cared because we were all like, no, you're in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like, Emilia Clarke made a couple. I mean,
yeah, she did that one. She did that one movie with, she was like, can't remember.
I know.
Yeah.
She's like a.
It was like a, not a romantic comedy, but it was like a.
A Nicholas Sparks, but maybe not a Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah. Someone was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And she survived like brain tumors through this whole thing.
She survived almost dying multiple times. Like,
and no one knew, like without like tell it, like without the fan base knowing until the end of the season.
I rarely am like, oh, an actor has a real gripe. Mm-hmm. This is maybe a shitty attitude because I'm like, you have an amazing, like, you are set for life. You have an amazing job. You can pursue, like, creative stuff forever.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about all the stuff that she went through and how much it's like, this sounds so corny, but it's like she gave.
Yeah, no, yeah. Acting is hard.
Acting is hard.
Acting is so
I don't want to do it. It's so hard.
If anyone's listening, I do want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Corinne wants to. I'm like, I've tried. And
yeah. Like, and they were like in like grueling temperatures and like
far away from home.
Yeah.
Like, asked.
Give them all an Emmy.
Well, I am interested. So Lena Headey and Amelia Clarke, I think, are nominated for Best Actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Best Supporting Actress category is like entirely Game of Thrones and a chick from Killing Eve.
Yes.
Like, it's all. And the story there was that a bunch of them submitted themselves, which I don't understand the process. Like, can a show, like, are they hedging? They're like, we want to submit the two people who we think have the best chance, not just like all of our actors. And like, why did Gwendolyn Christie have to submit herself?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I like with all the award shows, like you hear about some people campaigning for themselves to get the nominations.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't get it.
If it was like a political thing or if individual shows can only... I would think it's got to be the show being like, we want someone to win, so we're not going to submit 15 different people and like split our votes.
Yeah.
But that's.
But
sucks.
I feel like you should still just stack it because someone
stack
will
it.
Win.
Especially if you're Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's law of averages. Get everybody
Isn't
in there.
Isn't that it? Yeah, I think that's it. It's law. Just get them in there.
Yeah.
Well, so it's Arya, Maisie Williams, Gwendolyn Christie.
The lady who played Melisandre.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't say her name. Never will. Carice Van Houten?
Couldn't tell you.
We'll call her.
Archie Mountbatten.
He's in there. He's nominated. Mm-hmm. And then one other chick. Well, she won't win.
Yeah.
No, oh, it's Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, one of the best characters of the whole season.
Right. Whoops.
I don't know who I would... See, maybe this is why I don't submit them, because as a fan, I'd be like, there's not one clear from that like deck of really talented people.
Yeah. I think you have to just start looking at their story arc and how compelling it is and how the actor did. Because I think Sophie Turner did like her story just like, and her transformation was like the best out of everybody.
Yeah. I kind of agree. I also think, like, I don't remember if we talked about this, that when she started out as a child actor, I think she was fully bad.
Like, oh, yeah.
She was not a compelling, like, she looked like Sansa Stark. And then by the end of the show, she's great.
Yeah.
Like, she's a very good actor.
Yeah.
Like, she learned how to be, she went to drama school.
Yeah.
And is, like, now very good at acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that, because in Dark Phoenix.
I didn't see Dark Phoenix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not good.
Yeah, that's not great.
Okay, great. So you would vote for her if you were voting?
Yeah, for best supporting, yeah, for sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then
out
if you
all of them.
Cersei versus, I think I got to give it to Khaleesi. Overall?
Yeah, overall, yeah, you're right.
For that season, if I'm looking at that season, I'm giving it to Emilia Clarke. If I'm looking at the show, I'm going to give it to Lena Headey.
Yeah.
But like,
that's
I don't know what I'm looking at.
I don't know. I think for the entire show, I might actually give it to Emilia Clarke. Yeah.
Damn.
Just because, like, again, this is like another character who started off as like this meek little girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know how to have sex. And now she's like this psycho.
And then guess what? She learns.
Yeah. She learns a lot.
She gets pretty good at it.
Yeah. And so, that's what her story's about.
Yeah.
Learning how to have sex.
It's how in the first season, she's pretty bad at sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then seasons 2 through 8, pretty good at
it. She's really good at riding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
dragons and pains.
Yep.
So you know what? It goes to her.
Yep. She
and
wins.
Best supporting, the chick from Killing Eve. It is, you look at the category and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if I were one of the two other actors, I'd be like, oh, okay.
It's like, cool. All right.
I wasn't in Game of Thrones, but I won anyway. Yeah. That's awesome. We had San Diego Comic-Con, then the Emmys, but there's more stuff coming. We kind of talked about the books.
Mm-hmm.
Do you honestly think the books will ever be finished?
Oh my God. Both of them? No.
I don't either.
No. I think we'll get
so
one.
Bleak.
I know. And this may be like me tempering my expectations.
Yeah.
But we will barely get one.
Yeah. I think he'll eke out one.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else will have to finish.
Yeah.
And maybe I wonder if we'll know that or if it'll just be like someone else has, like he has to co-write.
Yeah.
It just feels, and I think about this all the time, where like, if I were George R. R. Martin, okay, this sounds, but it's like part of the reason you make something is because you want a reaction from people.
Yeah.
And he got the reaction. It's mm-hmm. like the secret's out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would find it hard to sit down and keep going too. I'd be like, you guys know. You know how it ends.
But I refuse to believe that that's how the book's ending.
See, I agree too. I think there could be a different ending.
Yes.
Because his whole part of his thesis is like, there's like chance and circumstance and there is no like one true king or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And I also think like there's just so much more in the books that show ignored completely.
Yeah.
That I just need to know about.
Yeah.
You know, like Lady Stoneheart, I just would tell me what's going on.
What is that?
Who dies?
And do we think that just because the show, because I always assumed if the show didn't deal with it, it was because they knew where everything was going and they edited and they were like, well, this doesn't matter in the end game, so we're going to take it off the board. Like Dorne. They're just like, we're taking Dorne off the board. Like, everything going on there doesn't matter.
And I feel like George wouldn't do that.
I don't think he would either.
Yeah. I think like Dorne is there for a reason. Like they resisted Aegon the Conqueror. Why introduce a dragon queen and not have this city state that has resisted dragons before?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They just get kind of shittily conquered. Cersei just does, and we never hear from again. Olaria dies, we never hear from Dorne again.
The Sand Snakes are so cool.
There's so like, much. If anyone can rival Emilia Clarke, the like fictional characters of the Sand Snakes are also done. And all of Dorne is like discarded in the garbage.
Yeah.
I think it would be very cool if like he writes the books and Dany ends up on the throne. He's like,
I think that'd be dope.
It'd be cool if he was like, yeah, man, you got a dictator now.
Yeah. Like, and here we are.
Here.
I hope you're happy.
But I don't think we'll get that second book.
Or like, if the Night King won.
That's what I, like, we did a piece for talking about The Walking Dead. Like, what could a zombie movie at this point do that other zombie movies haven't done?
Yeah.
It's like, let the zombies win.
Yeah.
What if it's all supposed to be an allegory for like climate change or whatever? Yeah. Like, fucking let them win.
Let them win.
See what happens.
Yep.
And have like these little pockets maybe of people north of the wall trying to survive. Mm-hmm. But like,
no society.
No, let the zombies have it. We haven't done a great
job. Let's have a long night. Let's have a real long night.
Let's just do it.
Do a little refresh.
Yeah. Maybe they're cool guys.
Yeah.
1,000 years
later, send us another Azor Ahai. We'll be good.
Great. And we'll be fine.
Yeah.
But for now, night rains.
Yeah. Let's all go to sleep.
If he does, he's just like, you know what? You people want the second book.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. It's 20 pages long. It's just... The Night King kills everyone at Winterfell. Chaos reigns. Like, fuck you people. Well, the other thing that's like on the horizon is the
prequels.
The prequels.
Yeah.
Which it feels just other than they cast Naomi Watts, it feels weirdly like there's zero information, new whatever.
Yeah. I'm tracking the IMDb Pro.
Great.
So that I can, be abreast of all of it.
Good.
But yeah, nothing. No, I got no alerts.
Nothing.
Nothing lately. But there were multiple and now there is one now.
I thought the process was they had five.
Yeah.
And they were always going to only pick one or two or like however many were good enough.
Yeah.
And they picked one.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's like 1,000 years before.
Yeah.
I just feel like how is there no information?
They're keeping it under wraps, I guess.
I guess.
Because they know how vicious we are.
They
think that's what it is. They're like, let's not give them any more information.
I wonder, clearly the actors were bothered at San Diego Comic-Con, as I would be. It's like, guys, when I started the show, I was 6.
Yeah.
And now I'm a full-grown man. Like, can we not? I mean, people met their wives.
Yeah.
Like, Kit Harington and Rose Leslie met and got, you know, it's like, it's a huge. So I understand why they might, and they're actors, so they're more sensitive anyway. I wonder how much there are executives or whatever at HBO who are like, let's let it, like, that didn't go as planned.
Mm-hmm.
even though we got nominated for 40 Emmys or whatever. Yeah.
That's probably...
Let's like chill.
Yeah. That could be something. But I also think like they like to build hype around something. And I think mm-hmm. they want us to forget about it so that when it is like ready, when they're ready to drop that first trailer, we're all like, ah!
Everyone loses. Yeah, that would be the most effective. Yeah. Like, if a year from now, when I have truly forgotten, like, I'm not still stewing over things, and like, there is no San Diego Comic-Con news, there's nothing, and then they drop a trailer.
Yeah.
I will defecate.
Because I think they would want to separate the two a little bit. Like, it's still in the same world, but they're going to be completely different stories with obviously not the same characters. I mean, I had very strong opinions about what should the prequel be. I feel like an immediate prequel of like Robert's Rebellion would have been dope to see, like even as a movie.
A movie would be so cool.
Like called The Usurper.
That's what it would be. You have to write it.
And because I want to see a hot Rhaegar. He's my favorite character.
Yeah.
And he's perfect in every way.
He's the perfect prince.
He is.
He's another.
R.I.P. dude.
R.I.P. R.I.P. But guess what? Your boy's alive. Your little baby boy.
Yep. He's alive. Living sort of north of the wall.
He's alive. But like, honestly, his life is probably pretty bad from here on out.
Yeah. It's going to be a struggle. He likes for his life to be a struggle.
He loves it.
Yeah. He lives for the struggle.
Yeah. That's another character that I guess you can't really say the show does him a disservice, because the show really, with a handful of exceptions, doesn't do flashbacks.
Yeah.
But that's another character that's like so interesting.
And so rich. Like,
And is so affects so much of the personalities of the people in the show that we just like, they have to give them different motivations, because they're like, we can't do Rhaegar.
Yeah.
We can't, or we'd be flashing back every other scene.
Yeah.
He played the damn harp.
Yeah.
And he was like a sweet man, but he'd kill. he would fucking
Don't
chop
you
your head
cross
off.
Him. Because he would kill.
Yeah.
Don't let those lavender eyes fool you.
Yeah. He's a stone cold killer.
Yeah.
HBO, make that movie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. You're right down the street. We'll go into the store and tell whoever's working about this idea.
Thanks.
I'm sure you haven't thought of it. A Game of Thrones movie? That's not on a whiteboard somewhere.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that would be really cool for the prequels. A Thousand Years Previous does. The only reason I'm excited is I do want to know more about like ancient Valyria.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So is this, what era is it?
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be like before or like while Aegon the Conqueror. I don't know if that lines up. Because I thought Naomi Watts was cast to play some kind of Targaryen. Mm-hmm. That was confirmed. Yeah. But I don't know if A Thousand Years quite does it.
No.
I have no idea. Mm. And you know what? Neither do they.
They don't know either.
They don't know. They're just like, great, we got Naomi. Yep. And she's like, sure, I'll do that. Like, let me know.
I'm not doing anything else.
Send me a script when you have it. Sure.
Oh, all right. Man.
So, I'm excited, but it does feel like it's going to have to live or die by like its own merits. Because it's not tied really to Game of Thrones in any way that fans are going to care about.
Yeah.
Okay. So the excitement for the future is lukewarm, I would say, for both of us.
Yeah. I do, like, I think I do want to be one of those people that just, like, forgets. I forget. And then either when the book comes out or, like I said, when that trailer comes out for the prequel, I'm like, I'm in love again.
I love it again.
Yeah.
Because none of the other stuff that came out in the intervening 5 years.
Yeah.
Was as promised the next Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And maybe this thing that is actually the next Game of Thrones will do it.
Yeah.
Is there anything like, there's Lord of the Rings, The Witcher. I'm trying to think of all the stuff that has been built. There's the Wheel of Time series.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're like, oh, that could be the next, I don't even mean like great fantasy epic. I mean just the next like all consuming appointment TV thing that, I don't know, feels exciting. Before we get into all of that, we're going to take a quick break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I haven't started watching it, but more and more people are becoming excited about Euphoria. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either. I've read every review, though. I don't know why. There's a lot of articles that I'm like, why aren't I not watching the show?
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't started either. Because it seems right. And I love Zendaya. Even though,
She's so great.
She's great. She's so pretty. And she's so cool.
She's so cool. Did you see Far From Home?
I did, of course.
She's great.
She's so great.
Who of all, looking again like to the future, of all the actors or whatever, like writers, directors, anything, who are you most excited to watch post Game of Thrones?
Richard Madden, for sure.
Yes!
Absolutely. Because I saw Rocket Man and I was like,
Have you seen Bodyguard?
No, I haven't watched it.
He's so good.
Yeah.
I think he is nominated for an Emmy as well.
See, he doesn't even need Game of Thrones.
Doesn't need it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he got the best deal out of it.
I was thinking on the train over here, I was like, who am I excited? Like Sophie Turner, and forgot. Was like, fucking Richard Madden has already had a great career post Game of Thrones.
Yep.
But he did, like,
he got out early.
Got out early.
Still a very important character. And everyone still loved him and also hated the choices he made. But like, he was important.
Yes.
And then he was like, okay, I'm gonna do this show right quick.
Got in, got out. He's a really good actor. I was also
so hot.
He's unbelievable. You gotta watch Bodyguard. Yeah.
Have you watched Rocket Man?
No.
Oh my gosh. There's a sex scene between him and Taron Egerton.
I mean, I'm sold.
Truly. I went to see it by myself and I was like, well, this is for me.
this was made for me. He's a really good actor.
He is very good.
Yeah. And he kind of got the, like, he got out at the like crest where it was like, this is a
the
huge
best season, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was still really good. His character was great. But it didn't feel like, for some reason, it wasn't like, oh, I could never see him as anything else.
Yeah, no.
I feel like that's my answer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Maisie Williams, because I could see her.
Yeah, I was like, thinking her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see her taking a left turn and not being like a writer, producer, director. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, just like all-around content maker.
A content maker.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'd love to see her, like, I haven't watched anything else that she's in, so I don't know if she's already done this, but, like, in, like, a more happy character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she seems like a happy, fun person.
Yeah, she does.
Not that, I mean, if you're an actor, you should be able to summon happy. That should be in your tool belt, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like there's some actors who can't.
They can't. No. They're just sad all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Richard Madden, it's like, he's going to have a cool, long career.
Yeah, long leading man career.
I was reading something, again, about the Emmys, talking about how when they were both on the show, I don't know how true this is, but that HBO was always really, like, pushing Kit Harington as, I guess because they knew he had the longevity on the show, like, pushing him. Like, Richard Madden was never nominated for... Mm-hmm. Or maybe he was, but it wasn't like they didn't do like For Your Consideration campaigns or whatever. And that, like, it's bizarre. Like, he's gone on to be very successful. And Kit Harington, I'm sure, will do stuff too.
For sure.
But yeah, just being like, why didn't they? They had this like other super talented young guy.
Yeah, super hot.
Yeah.
Too.
Like,
and he did so well in those first few seasons.
He was great.
He was really good.
Well, Corinne, I just feel like, let's just finish it on a scale of 1 to 10, season 8.
There's so many disappointments.
I know.
And so, but still like so much cool stuff.
I know.
I'm going to say 5.5.
Show as a whole.
Show as a whole gets a solid 9.
Is there anything for you that's above it? Any TV show that you're like, that is pound for pound better than Game of Thrones?
I would have to think about that.
I know.
I don't know. Sailor Moon.
Is that real?
I mean, it's one of my favorite television shows for sure.
That came so far out of left field. Great. I love that. You couldn't have said anything more shocking to me in that moment.
I mean, it has a formula that it sticks to, but it's still surprising every time. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying good, bad, right, wrong either way. I'm just saying shocked. That's the ultimate Game of Thrones shocker. That's the only show that might be better. I thought you were going to say, like, I don't know. I'm thinking of, like, what's prestige TV, you know? Well, I was thinking
I haven't watched Sopranos. I think I'm going to do that this fall. I'm going to go through it. And I feel like that might.
Sure. That's a show I experienced via my parents.
Yeah.
And them telling me to get out of the room that was on.
That's what same. I want to experience it as an adult. Yeah. I wonder if some stuff will hold up because I hear everyone's racist in that show.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Deadwood is one of, I think Deadwood is up there.
Can I tell you, I watched the pilot of Deadwood and was like, I fucking hate this.
Really?
I have to go back and give another chance because I've had that reaction to stuff before.
Yeah.
I know.
And Breaking Bad.
And Breaking Bad, yeah.
Breaking Bad might be up there. I think Game of Thrones beats Breaking Bad for me. But Breaking Bad, the thing that it has over Game of Thrones is that it ended perfectly.
Yeah, it stuck the landing.
Yeah.
Which very few shows do.
Yeah.
You're not alone, Game of Thrones. A lot of shows end in a very farty, limp little way.
It's real limp.
Real it's just limp and cold.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Limp and cold, limp Game and of cold. Thrones.
Dead, never to be resurrected. Damn. Thanks so much for talking.
Mm-hmm.
I hope and pray to all of the gods that one of these, that we both get shocked.
Yeah.
In like
I'm
a year's
time. I'm
going to
text you in a year when something happens.
Please do. And we'll come back and talk. We'll constantly be revisiting Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it. That is the podcast. I want to thank Corinne so much for being here. You guys can catch her at Characters Welcome every last Thursday of the month at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen in New York City. Herald Night every other Tuesday. And also Rumpelteazer, a wonderful musical improv show every Monday, also at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen. They're all great shows. You should check them all out. And hey, guys, if you like what you heard, rate us, review us, let us know how annoyed you are at everything we said about Game of Thrones. It's all fair game. Your opinions and your voices matter. So put them in the comments. It would be nice if it was a nice thing, though. I think we would all prefer if it was a nice thing and you'd feel better and we'd feel better. And subscribe and download to this podcast wherever you get them. So Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, those are really the big three, kind of the trinity. So check one of those three out. And if you've got another place somewhere on the dark web, by all means, but we can't vouch for that. See you next week. Goodbye.